One portfolio decision that investors would be thankful for in the next 20 to 30 years when they look at retirement planning.
My only request is take out time this weekend, open your NPS account. Don't delay it. Start small with a 5,000 rupee SIP. Continue it for whatever time you can afford it. And you will see the multiplier compounding effect. And we are there with the regulator making sure that your investments are completely protected. There is no surprises. There are no shortcuts. And your money will be safe and you will have a long-term wealth.
NPS Zaruri Hai. And ENPI presents Retire Rich in association with Money Control.
Hello and welcome to National Pension System and Association of NPS Intermediaries present Retire Rich in association with Money Control. Well, to set the context, today investors actively track market movements and build portfolios for the short and medium term. But one part of the financial portfolio that still remains an afterthought is retirement planning. In this rapidly changing pension landscape, the national pension system has undergone significant transformation with reforms that offer greater flexibility and opportunities for long-term wealth creation. So joining us to discuss how the financial portfolio you probably overlooked has a major upgrade is Sumit Shukla, MD and CEO of Axis Pension Fund. Sumit, great to have you on board. Looking forward to our conversation.
Thank you.
All right, let's understand something from a broader perspective, because if we are having this conversation, say, 2-3 years back, how different would it have been when we talk about retirement planning? Because I believe you thought of 2026 as a sort of a turning point when it comes to retirement planning. And of course, the universe of funds on offer, the universe of options on offer has also expanded. So if we, go back to the past and imagine this conversation 3-4 years, what would you say?
It's a paradigm shift. We have changed gears. It's largely been because of PFRDA and the new leadership of Mr. Raman, who is the chairman. We have shifted gears in the last 1 year. The changes we have brought were not anticipated ever in the last 3-4 years. It has given us a suite of products. It has given a suite of onboarding methods for customers to come in. It has eased away so many pains that NPS used to have or pension used to have, that today we stand tall and our numbers are going to show in the times to come. But completely, 2026 is a renaissance year for pension. And it is good for the country because we have envisaged about couple of years back that we will be a pension society. And that was also laid out in the budget of the country that we want to be a pension society. In that endeavor, up to 2047, if we want to be a fully pension society, these reforms were well needed. So they have come at the right time.
And I was talking to Mr. Raman earlier and I mentioned to him that for me itself is an experience, because when my financial planner asked me to explore NPS as an option in terms of asset allocation, I didn't. I'll be honest, I didn't. But once I entered, I was surprised at the flexibility on offer. Which brings me to my next question to you, Sumit, because typically when we looked at investor perception of NPS, it was seen as a sort of a retirement or a tax-saving product. But there seems to be a shift in perception because there is a greater flexibility. It meets a lot of investment needs. Is it now an essential part of long-term portfolio construction in your opinion?
Absolutely. It is. It has to be an integral part of any portfolio. And if somebody doesn't have an NPS, it should be very worrying for him. He should be having sleepless nights. If you look at the developed world, whether if you look at UK, America, this is mandatory for all people to have, whether it is 401k in US or Nest in UK. So it is imperative that first the government should make it mandatory. Till the time it is not getting mandatory, at least savvy people who know financial planning a little bit or who don't even, who want to be ready for their retirement have to have NPS in their suite of products.
But what has driven that shift? Is it the market which has driven that shift, market performance? Or is there a broader change happening in terms of how people are viewing NPS as a
So
as
basically, this industry has been in existence for about 15 years now. And we have delivered returns. And we have a track record of more than 10 years on returns across multiple pension funds. So it has stood the test of time. So when earlier, 10 years back, when we used to sell NPS, people used to say, where is the track record? Whether this industry is well regulated or not, whether, your investments are going to the right place. Most important for any retirement fund is that money has to come back when you need it. You cannot be in an investment where the money doesn't come back when you retire. we have made sure with our track record, the way the regulator has managed the investment and how we have tightly managed that part of it. Now we have a track record of 10 years plus that we have delivered on investment, which has given a lot of confidence to people. So when we talk about NPS today, we talk about with a lot of strength. And all the changes that we have done recently are more towards making it easier for people to come and use that product, which has been in existing for a long time. If I was an NPS subscriber for 10 years and my IRR was 11% plus, I am talking when I'm sitting for dinner with friends that have you taken NPS? And that is where the momentum
the
is coming in.
Word of mouth
publicity.
And there's a momentum which is in play. And it's a very important point. You mentioned that there is a legacy of excellence which is also established, which sort of substantiate that word of mouth talking point that if you invest, it's taken care of. The returns do return to you. Now, in that context, I also want to explore the flexibility side of this conversation, because the multiple scheme framework and the flexibility it has brought about, you can choose your own pension fund manager, you can choose what you want, equity, debt, so on and so forth. How does this fundamentally change the way, Sumit, investors can build and manage their retirement portfolios? Is it that the greater the flexibility, the more active the interest from the investor?
So there was a lot of demand from the investors because of the success of the mutual fund industry that why don't you have something like a mutual fund where a person who's an expert in investment, which is our investment teams, can decide on behalf of me and take a call on my money. That was a big requirement that was coming through. There was another big requirement which was coming through from subscriber, and we used to listen to subscribers, was whether we have an option of 100% equity. Another big requirement which was coming through is why are we not invested in asset classes like gold and silver? So all of that we put together, we applied our mind, and we have launched this multiple scheme framework, which takes care of all the challenges which people perceived that we are not using the learnings of other industries and trying to build a product. And here we are in MSF, and all the people have launched MSF schemes. It gives a lot of flexibility to the subscriber to just keep relaxed, invest, we will manage your money and we will deliver returns. And with these new asset classes coming in, which have given good returns, it is going to be that we are at the right place at the right time and in the time to come. So give us some time, maybe 5 years, 7 years, you will see these multiple scheme framework schemes that have been launched by all the players will deliver superior returns than what we have. Earlier, the investor used to have a choice with himself to decide on how much equity debt they want to have. A lot of subscribers used to think, and then we created something called an auto choice, which equity dropped as the age passed by. Now people had that question that I'm going to live longer. Maybe I will make more money. I may not require the money. Why are you not giving me 100% equity? And that is where the multiple scheme framework has come. That is the big reform that has happened. And that is where we are today. So we're
providing
can
a balanced advantage to the investor as the age progresses and the risk appetite reduces. You have a product which takes care of that for them automatically.
Absolutely. And we have also increased the age. You can keep the money up to 85 years.
Oh, okay.
A lot of people were saying that, why are you forcing us to withdraw at 60? I may not need the money. I may have a property through which I'm getting some money which I can take care of. So we have increased it to 85 years. So it's not that you are forced to take the money out at 60. That also gave a little bit of a time for our investment managers to take a long-term calls on these money. So
and it showcases the maturity of the Indian investor, where they actually say, if this is a product which is sort of taking care of me during my later years, let the money grow at its own pace. And of course, as the ecosystem matures, the legacy establishes, they are comfortable rather than worrying that, oh, it's a retirement product, there is going to be long lock-in, so what do I do?
Absolutely.
All right. Taking that forward, considering the shift in perception, now even with reforms which have come about, right? Earlier we used to worry about long lock-ins. Now there's just a shorter 15-year lock-in. Also, you can take loans against the product without requiring partial withdrawal, so on and so forth. Is the product now better aligned with investor expectations, in your opinion?
Absolutely. It is better aligned. It is evolving as we speak. It is not that we have done the reform and we are standing. We are learning with every change. We are making it better. The 15-year lock-in is another big reform that we have done. People used to say, why are you giving money at 60? Particularly to attract younger people to join NPS, it was a big thing. Because they used to say, I want to retire early. So we said, if you want to retire early and retire rich, which is the motto of this program, we said, come to MSF. In 15 years, you decide after 15 years you want to take out the entire money, you can take out the entire money. But we are not forcing you to keep it till 60. That gives us a lot of impetus to younger people to join NPS. So we are now giving gold into MSF. So we have taken care of all the requirements of all segment. addressed all the challenges and we have created this entire scheme. Recently, we have done an innovation which is called NPS Swasthya, where we have now bundled health insurance with NPS. Hmm. So, which is again an innovation because a lot of people said, if I have a health scare and my entire retirement money is written off, what do I do? So, we have now bundled it with a health insurance product. It's a brilliant combo. And that will also take care of your health. So we are learning, we are innovating, and we are becoming a much stable, long-term player as an industry.
I think that's the key word there, stability. Because here is a product which is taking care of people from a financial perspective, especially when they are at their most vulnerable, when they worry about their future, when they worry about what happens if suddenly there's a health scare and I don't have money. This is a product which looks at outcomes rather than just pure returns. On that note, because I have heard conversations, I've seen conversations on Reddit about this, especially it's great to see, you know, older investors telling younger investors to start early so that 15-year lock-in, if you start by, let's say, 22, 23, within 40 years, as you hit 40, you've actually crossed the lock-in, then the rest is up to you. You can keep that money, let it keep growing and compounding, and you can take it forward from there. But the idea of annuity in general, from what I saw earlier, it's been met with hesitation by investors seeking greater control of their money. So how should today's investors, in your opinion, think about the role that annuity plays in creating a sort of long-term financial security? What do you think, considering people now want retirement planning to be a bit more flexible, how should they be viewing annuity?
So, annuity is a great product. It has, again, misconceived that it has got a problem because people don't understand. If you look at world economy, today interest rates in US, in Japan are 1%, 2%. Somehow in India, people believe that we will always be at 6, 7, 8. It is not going to be. Someday it is going to get down to 1%. What annuity provides you, it takes care of a longevity risk. Even if you live it till 90 or 100, your 6.5 that you have signed up for an annuity contract is going to continue to run at 6.5. You don't get surprised. You sign up a contract, till the time you die, that money is going to be there and you're going to do it. You're going to get that fixed return that is you have signed up it. Mm-hmm. And post that, whatever is your nominee is going to get the brilliant part of that product is even if you pass away, your spouse is going to get the same return till the time he or she passes away. Mm-hmm. And then post that, your child is going to get the corpus back. That facility is also available. And today what we have done is, again, a super innovation we have done, we have brought it down to 20%. Earlier it was 40% annuity, we have brought it down to 20%. 20% goes into annuity, 80% you can take out a lump sum and you can use the money. So that has also solved a big negative that people used to perceive about NPS. And 20% of your corpus is going to be a small amount, which will take care of your longevity risk.
But from a shift in mindset perspective, this brings me to my next question. Is there somewhere this issue of people confusing retirement planning strategies with what they do with usually wealth creation, which is a bit more active? Is there a shift in philosophy required?
As you rightly said, wealth creation is a separate thing altogether. But you have to have goal-based investment. What we tell our customers or the people who come to us is have goals in life. One goal could be, I want to build a house. One goal could be, I want to send my children abroad for an education. The third goal could be, I want to plan for my retirement. You pick up those goals and decide on how you're going to allocate your money and work towards those goals and try to achieve those goals. And you will be surprised that there will be some money which will come around, like bonus, maybe some inheritance, that will take care of your wealth requirement. But at least first, initially, when you're 25, 30, think about those goals and work towards that goal. You may change the mix. You may try to put more towards your house in the initial part, less towards your retirement, but don't lose sight of your goals. So if you are looking at your goals and you're targeting that, you will always be a more successful person as you turn 50 or 55 or 60, or even if you want to retire.
All right. So in your opinion, where does NPS fit in the broader portfolio? Because for the salaried professionals who look at their you know, funds management and are invested in equity funds, fixed income, so on and so forth, what role do you see in a portfolio the NPS product playing? What would you say?
But that's a very good question. For NPS per se, if you look at worldwide, all the retirement products, our fund managers are oriented towards long-term calls. We don't take short-term calls because there is no pressure of withrawal or maturity. You have to put some part of your investment in long-term investments. You can buy mutual fund or you can buy any other product for the short-term. But even if you are building wealth, this is the product for your long-term investment needs. And when our fund managers take those calls, actually they also get invited for such calls to be taken, you know, which are long term, 15, 20 years, and they take those calls and it will pay off. And internationally, it has paid off because of the lock-in and because of the longevity that we know.
So the larger the canvas, the richer the picture that emerges. From that perspective, Sumit, because when we look at a 25 to 30 year horizon, how should investors be looking at balancing growth and stability broadly when they look at all of these options? And, you know, the role that asset allocation is going to play, where you have a universe of mutual funds, you have the NPS as well to sort of bolster stability in your portfolio. Broadly, how should they be looking at this balancing act, in your opinion?
What we have done, we call it common schemes. We have three schemes, which one is equity, second is corporate debt, third is government debt. If you want to balance your investment and you want to look at it, perhaps when you are younger, you can have your equity allocation higher. It can be up to 75%. Please keep it like that. Maybe something in corporate debt and then in government debt. As you grow older, you can always reduce. It is active investment which is allowed. You can always plan your portfolio accordingly. You can actually call the market. If you think the market is at a high, you may cut out from your equity and you can bring it down and increase your debt. So that flexibility also is there within the NPS architecture, that if you're a savvy investor, please do it. We don't mind that doing it. So as I said, this is a, you know, we have a bouquet. It's a la carte. You want to choose what you want to choose, but it gives you everything. You have to just take your time over a weekend, decide to open an NPS account, and we will take care of the rest. Whatever flexibility is there is available to you for a savvy investor also. And if you don't want to do anything, put into MSF, where our fund managers are going to take a call on your money and they will deliver on returns. Because we are all, see, the good thing about NPS is we are all answerable to the regulator. Plus, we have an NPS trust, which monitors investment on a monthly basis. We are reviewed very closely on where we are investing, what we are doing with your money. And that gives such a much stability to the system because one regulator, one NPS trust keeps a watch on your money, where it is getting invested. And they pull us up as fund managers and they make sure that we are in the right path. And that keeps us in the right path and we deliver the returns to you. So everything is taken care of within the architecture.
So we circle back to the trust and legacy that you mentioned earlier. Now, let me talk about volatility, because this is a conversation I had with my father who ventured into this space. Now, short-term market movements are unpredictable, and which is where the issue comes when it comes to market volatility, especially since we have seen in the past 2-3 years, it kind of dithers someone who was planning to stay invested for the long term but sees what's happening in the market for 2-3 years. So when the investment horizon is measured in decades, in your opinion, how should investors be looking at all these short-term market movements? Thudi santvana dijiye viewing audience ko.
So I think you have to keep it for the long term. At least you have to view it as a long term. Only thing that I see, volatility or short term, it is actually a positive that you can increase your allocation and put more money into your retirement. So the moment you see that the market is dithering, which is in the last couple of years, please increase your allocation, put money into NPS, because that will take care of your retirement in a much better way, because your compounding is to be much higher. The power of compounding which comes in is the one which you should say. And NPS provides that you can put money at any point of time. It is one click away that you can make an investment. We give you same day NAV also within the product. That facility is also available. Most importantly, we are also propagating SIP in a big way. So it is systematic. You keep on investing on a certain level. If you get some money, if the markets are low, come in and invest. And, you know, to take care of that volatility in the short term. In the long term, it is going to pay off. And that is where everything stabilizes. If we look at 10-year returns for NPS, we have beaten PF by a substantial margin. So that myth that only PF 8.25 is good enough is a myth also broken by NPS. We also give tax-free. Our 60% money comes back to you tax-free. So here it is a vehicle which gives you equity exposure, gives you tax-free lump sum at the end when you want to withdraw. Why be in EPF? You should be here.
All right, let me ask you a question, that if you had to review an average salaried person's retirement portfolio, what is the one gap that you expect to find there?
So if I look at the retirement portfolio of most of the people, the 2-3 myths have played out in India and they continue to play out. One, people think that if I bought a property, that is going to take care of my retirement. Second, some people are overestimating their inheritance that they are going to get. So I think in retirement planning, we have to keep all these aside. And third, the dependence on your children has also withered away. Manage your own retirement on your own. And make sure that you take care of yours and your wife for a spouse's retirement.
This brings me to my next question, because when we look at the strengths of the NPS, it combines disciplined investing, there is tax efficiency, long-term compounding. The question is, why is it still been such an overlooked product for the average investor? What do you think is the issue there?
So the issue was distribution, which we have now to try to fix it. If you look at all the large banks in India, they were selling NPS, but they were not selling it the way it is supposed to be sold. I think with the new charges, where NPS also has become a little more remunerative than it was earlier, has excited some of the banks to take it up as an active thing. I can talk about Axis Bank. We are the leading bank on NPS. Across all our branches, NPS is sold. So that is one distribution. Plus, we are now talking about making pension agents and going to mutual fund distributors and other distributors also to sell NPS. So the distribution piece we have cracked. And we are doing few other innovations which are going to make sure that distribution onboarding of customer is much easier.
Broadly, what's the next step in terms of distribution? If that has been the issue which has been holding back interest in NPS, what do you see the picture emerging in the next 3 to 4 years?
So I can tell you in the next 3 to 4 months, there's a big innovation that we have done. We have done a digital onboarding journey through all the TPAPs. So we have already gone live with Bheem, NPCI. Where you can actually take 5 seconds to 10 seconds to open your NPS account. It just picks up your KYC from your bank account and an NPS account can get opened. So we are actively now talking to other TPAPs, which may be PhonePe, Google Pay. So I expect in 1 or 2 years, through all your payment apps, within 5 seconds, you will be able to open your NPS account.
Oh, wow.
And at the same time, we are now tying up, you know, we are making sure that every possible distributor has a digital journey. So our entire onboarding is digital. We have a faster digital journey also now. Minimum fees required to open your NPS account and start investing.
So whether you're a bank, NBFC, so on and so forth, it's just minimum touch.
Minimum touch point, minimum touch, reliance on the KYC of that financial distributor, and you can onboard. So if you have an excuse that, you know, I'm not onboarding, please go back to your bank app. Open it. There is an NPS there. It will take you some 10-15 seconds to open it. You don't require a check to be uploaded, a photo to be uploaded. Completely CKYC, Digi Locker. Everything can come and your NPS account can open. So all these innovations that we are doing on the distribution side, as I said, we are building a journey through a BSC Star for pension agents to come in. So that will make all the agents onboarding also easier. So we will go big on the agent section also, which is individual agent selling NPS. So that is also we are trying to do. So all these innovations on the distribution side with the product innovation is something which is going to have an impact in the times to come.
And considering this ease of use, which is coming about thanks to the digital revolution that we are seeing in this country, whether it's onboarding or the usage, how do you see changing the very nature of retirement investing in India for the next decade?
So as I told you, we are looking at now just not retirement investing. We are looking at the retirement ecosystem in completely as PFRDA. We are looking at multiple products. I shared with you NPS Swasthya. We also have an NPS Vatsalya, which is an NPS product for children. For a child which is born today, within 5 minutes, you can open an NPS account for that child. And your investment can start. Anybody in the family can contribute. No KYC documents are required. Just take from the hospital the birth proof of the child. Go digitally, upload it, and start investing for your child. Any other product on child investment requires full KYC. If you want to do mutual fund, you need a bank account which is full KYC. This is the only product where KYC is not required. So when I say we are looking at the entire ecosystem, we have Swasthya, we have NPS Vatsalya. What we are also working now is giving people an option of formulating their own will and inheritance. And I would like to ponder a little bit on that inheritance. NPS is the only product where the taxation is zero when you transfer the wealth to your child. If you transfer a mutual fund or any other product to your child through inheritance, the taxation is still continues. It is only in NPS that when the money gets to your inheritor, it is completely tax-free. So we are now building in that you can create your will through your NPS account.
Oh, wow.
So we have taken care of your health. We will take care of your will. So we are working on the retirement ecosystem. We are just not focusing it and making it pure investment. It is the entire ecosystem we want to manage. And then subsequently, other things that we'll work on and make it more cohesive, the entire ecosystem.
Well, I sure hope so. Before we sign things off, Sumit, so one portfolio decision that investors would be thankful for in the next 20 to 30 years when they look at retirement planning, what would you think that would be?
My only request is take out time this weekend, open your NPS account. Don't delay it. Start small with a 5,000 rupee SIP. Continue it for whatever time you can afford it. And you will see the multiplier compounding effect. And we are there with the regulator, making sure that your investments are completely protected. There is no surprises. There are no shortcuts. And your money will be safe and you will have a long-term wealth.
All right. So start early and thou shalt go far. That's the message coming from Sumit Shukla.
And retire rich.
And retire rich. That's the key message here. Thank you so much, Sumit. Thank you so much for those insights. Indeed, it's been a valuable addition to this conversation of understanding NPS as a product. And of course, there's a lots more to understand. One key takeaway from today's discussion for our viewers is that retirement planning is no longer about setting money aside for the future. It's about building a portfolio that balances growth, stability, and financial independence over the long term. So today, retirement investing needs to become an integral part of every investor's overall portfolio strategy. So with that, it's a wrap on this special presentation of National Pension System and Association of NPS Intermediaries present Retire Rich in association with Money Control. Thank you so much for watching.
NPS Zaruri Hai and ENPI presents Retire Rich in association with Money Control.